T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eddie Coleman's report is brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Rob Sabah in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, by CSE Local 830. We work for you. And by the locally owned and operated Papa John's, proud partner of the New York Mets. Eddie, happy opening day.
Eddie, what's up, bro?
How you doing, guys? It's, we talked to Sandy Alderson just a little while ago, and he kind of mentioned that this day kind of mirrors how things have gone so far with Rusty's passing. It's overcast, kind of lousy, and hopefully it's going to pick up a little bit. It's opening day, get the baseball season underway, but that certainly put a damper on things with Rusty's passing.
Maybe he's looking down on the Mets and they're going to have a big year because of that. You never know.
Let's hope, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know Rusty the player as much simply because I wasn't in New York at the time. I watched him from afar and knew what kind of player he was, what kind of hitter he was. He was a great guy, but I knew him more as the Rusty, the wine connoisseur, and a friend. You know, we used to do the show down at Rusty's.
Right, that's right. What was that on? Second Avenue, Third Avenue? Third Avenue, 73rd Street.
If I remember right, 73rd and 3rd. But
yeah, yep.
After the show, we'd say Rusty, pop open a bottle of wine and talk baseball, and he was just a great. I mean, listen, all the stuff he did for the fire and the police widows fund, and all the hard work he put into that is incredible. But he was quite a guy, quite a man. And Ron Darling put it well. I think he said, a lot of baseball players, he said, like to kind of hunt and fish in the off season and do this and that. Rusty was a Renaissance man. Rusty would do everything and anything. He'd do that and more. And that's the kind of guy he was. He was a terrific guy. Really was.
Yep.
Very sad news. Very sad news hearing about it, and odd when it happens on a day of opening day. But I'm sure there'll be a moment of silence today, and it'll be a somber moment as they
honor Rusty. There will. Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
We were just talking that, and hopefully this lasts. This isn't something that's a fleeting moment. But the Mets feel healthy. They feel healthy. I mean, Jason Vargas' injury seems minor. Plus, he's Jason Vargas. Yoenis dealt with 15 different things in spring training, but here he is in the lineup batting second. Wheeler's not here because he's stunk, not because he's hurt. So it just feels like this is the healthiest the Mets have been in a while.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I saw Vargas this morning and asked him how he was coming along, and he still is not caught yet, but he said, he showed a sense of humor. He said, I haven't given up a hit yet thus far when I've been throwing the ball, so I'm good to go. But they're all healthy. Everyone feels good. I think they feel good about themselves. They had a lousy record in spring training. I think they had the worst in the Grapefruit League at 10-18-3, but that's really unimportant and trivial at this point. It's what you do when you start from the get-go. That's today, so we'll see. But great 1-2 punch at the top. The other pitchers are healthy. We'll see what they get from them. They think the bullpen is stronger. We'll find out about that. And they like the lineup. They think it's deep. So it's hard to judge the lineup to me simply because we didn't see it intact or as a whole much this spring training. The away games, they'd leave guys back. Other guys, would take a day off here and there. So the whole lineup wasn't in there an awful lot, but they had days when they got the offense going. So we'll see if it does at the start of the season.
How about the lineup today, Eddie? He's got his Drubal batting cleanup, and he's got Noah batting eighth. What about that?
I think he's going to do that a lot, Joe, with the pitchers. I think he likes, and I would agree. It's tough to put a kid like Rosario in that eighth spot. When you're trying to get him to learn, wait on pitches and, swing at strikes, not swing at something out of the zone. You see a lot of that in the eighth spot. So I think it's something he's going to do a lot. And he likes that 9-1 back to the top. It probably will eventually be Conforto. I would assume it's Nimmo today. No surprise. I thought Frazier might be the cleanup hitter. I thought he loves going left-right, which I think makes sense with this team, especially where, you've got a pinch hitter in Cabrera. But the only surprise to me was Plawecki. It's not a shock, but a little surprise. I thought Travis would be the opening day catcher just because he has been the main guy here, and Plawecki has always been the understudy. But I think he wanted to make a case as well about this is, you know, going to be a split job pretty much, and we'll see whoever kind of gets out of the gate quick may get more playing time. So we'll see.
And I think that's the way it should be. I mean, I think it should be a split job.
No, I don't disagree.
But the thing that jumps out at me about it is the history Noah's had with Travis, where Rene Rivera was his personal catcher. And it seemed like Callaway was going to go against that, at least from the spring training games I was watching. I thought Darno caught him a couple of times. So it felt like they were getting them back connected again. This, to me, just is a reminder that maybe Darno's never going to catch Noah Syndergaard.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be the case, Evan, but I do think it has something. I do think it plays into it today. It's hard to, both guys, I thought, did a pretty good job of, throwing out runners, getting with the pitchers to hold on. They did an excellent job. If there's two things that they did a lot of in spring training, and I think it sunk in, it was that the pitchers, you know, buried their times over, paid attention to the runners, made it easier for the catchers to at least, you know, make some throws and be competitive to throw out guys. And they did a pretty good job at that. And the other was the base running. You know, first, not so much stealing, but first to third, second to home. They took the extra base when they could. They did an awful lot of that. And they worked on it a lot, and they did it pretty well. Those are the two things that jumped out as far as, you know, strategy-wise anyway. But I don't know. I do think Darno will catch Syndergaard at some point in time, but I think it played into it a little bit today, and you've got Plawecki back there.
Yeah, fortunately, Vince Coleman and Willie McGee not on this Cardinal team. talking to Eddie Coleman. Eddie, is there what kind of pitch count on Syndergaard today?
I think he's good. I mean, he can go up to 100, I would think. He scaled it back the last time, but he went, you know, seven innings in one start. So I think he's going to be fine. I mean, Noah's, I think, made a pretty practical effort of trying to keep the pitch count down, you know, getting contact earlier in counts, et cetera. Not as much with the strikeouts. I'm sure we'll see strikeouts today. You always do when he's on the mound. But I think he's, you know, he's good for up to 100 pitches or so today. And then you go to the bullpen. I think they'd love to get seven out of him today. I'm sure he'd love that too.
Yeah, we saw him pitch, I think, seven innings in a spring training game.
Yeah,
so
yep,
not a major league.
Right.
Yeah, he did that down in West Palm Beach. Yeah, exactly.
How about this bullpen usage? Because, and Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone, they could say whatever they want to say. It's all about action. That's how we're all, as fans, going to judge their managerial style. But Callaway's been open about not really having a closer and playing the matchups. Do you expect that? How do you think he's going to handle his big four relievers in trying to close out games?
I think that Familia will get the majority of the saves. I think that was the case in Cleveland last year. You know, you had a main guy there as well. There were times that they went to him at other times in the game, and I think that'll happen here. You might see Familia in the seventh or eighth inning on occasion. I think it depends on the team, the scoreboard, as always. You're in a tight game, one-run game, something like that. Meet a lineup is coming up, and you think your guy or your closer can handle that the best in the eighth, you'll do it. But I think for the most part, Familia is going to get the majority of the saves, but he does have other guys out there that can do it. Ramos has done it before. I'm sure he entrusts that, I think, to Swarzak as well, and Blevins on occasion. So those are your four main guys out there, and I think he's pretty confident in the other guys as well, too, and Seawald and Gesellman and Rames. So not that they would get saves, but they'll be used at different times of the game. So it's going to be interesting, but I still think Familia will be your closer.
You like Yoenis batting second, Eddie?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, again, it's new. I'm not used to that. I'm used to the old 3-4.
Well,
but
yeah, I'm with you, Eddie. I'm there.
I'm old school, but I understand it. I mean, teams do it, and that's I understand it. I think the important thing was to get him conditioned to it early. And Yoenis talked about it yesterday. He said, you know, Mickey came to him early in spring training. He says, I'm going to bat you two, and I'm going to leave you there. And that's what he did. He did it during the spring. I think he might have been a couple of games where he hit third or fourth, but for the most part, he was in the two spot, and that's where he is, and I think that's where he's going to remain. He said that early on, that he wanted to get guys conditioned to a certain spot, that guys were going to be in the lineup most of the time. I'm sure when Conforto gets back, I would assume he's going to be the leadoff guy.
Whether
he's going to remain there all year, I don't know. We'll see, but I think when he first comes back, that's where he'll be.
To me, now, I don't know if any of this is going to happen, but if we live in a world where the Mets actually let Jay Bruce play first base and Brandon Nimmo proves he can be an everyday player, I think I would keep Nimmo in the leadoff spot and just lengthen out the lineup and maybe go Nimmo 1, Yoenis 2, Conforto 3, Frazier 4, Bruce 5. All of a sudden, it's Drupal 6. You got yourself quite a lot. It's lengthened
a
little bit.
They feel they can be, and Alderson mentioned that a short while ago. They feel they're a deeper lineup. We'll see. And like I said, it was hard to judge in spring training. We didn't see it a lot. But I agree. I mean, I always thought Nimmo would be the guy getting the first at-bat for the Mets. This year he had a great spring. He's improved every year. He seems to get bigger. He seems to get smarter. I don't know what his ceiling is, but I know that he's a major league player. And he's done a great job in the leadoff spot. He's shown power there. He's also shown patience. So he belongs there. That's where he should be today. And, if he plays regularly, then you may see that, Evan. I don't know.
Speaking of lineups, because we were going through this earlier, Eddie, Joe and I were talking about the new age of baseball and going through some of these opening day lineups, how we're seeing the best hitter hit second on a lot of teams. The Baltimore Orioles just posted their lineup, and their leadoff hitter today – Their leadoff hitter today strikes out 200 times a year. It's
Davis?
Chris Davis.
Davis
really
is
Davis.
Leading off.
That's crazy.
I guess they want that home run right away. Huh?
Yeah, or strikeout.
Or a strikeout. What are they? You know the Orioles. I mean, come on.
You know, I'll defend the Orioles with this. They don't really have a leadoff hitter, so I guess it makes
sense.
Yeah,
they were also the team that paid Cobb, oodles of money when nobody else was paying anybody anything. So, that's Baltimore for you.
And they gave Chris Davis $180 million, and he's going to be the reason why Manny Machado can't be paid, which is brilliant, of course.
I know. Yeah, brilliant team. Brilliant team.
By the way, Eddie, who's pitching Saturday? Harvey?
Max.
DeGrom.
Oh, DeGrom is pitching Saturday.
DeGrom goes Saturday. Mats will go Sunday.
Right.
Harvey is pitching Monday. And then Lugo will go Tuesday in the second game of the Phillies series. And I'm assuming that I asked Island about this down in Port St. Lucie, whether he was an advocate of giving extra rest and, how he was going to manage the off days, because they have 5 coming up in April. One tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But what he's going to do, at least what he said, was that he was going to give them rest early because there'll be times later on in the season, August, et cetera, when you don't have off days, more important games, that you're not going to be able to give them the rest. So we'd like to give it to them early. So I'm assuming Syndergaard comes back Wednesday, and then DeGrom would pitch the Washington home opener on Thursday. That's what I think.
Right.
He hasn't said yet. So.
Right. Okay.
That's right. Friday afternoon they have a day game because they're opening up Nationals Park, the Mets. Thursday afternoon. I love those day games.
They
have a lot of day games early because they have a day game Wednesday here, and then they have the day game. They have day games Thursday,
Saturday, Sunday.
In Washington. Yeah.
Right.
No, Sunday. Sunday is Sunday.
Night game.
Sunday night
baseball. In Washington? Exactly. Sunday night?
Yeah, in Washington.
Oh,
Sunday night
God.
Baseball.
What a disgrace.
Yeah. I know.
Well, there's one good thing about it. It's not at Citi Field. All right. At least it's on the road.
You know what kills me about Sunday night baseball? ESPN doesn't even care about baseball. They got all these shows. All they talk about is, this political thing, that political thing. What's LeBron doing tomorrow? How's Kevin Durant? And they could care less about baseball, but they got to give us Sunday night baseball. It's a disgrace.
I know. Beautiful.
But Joe. What? Well, I got two words for you. A Rod.
Oh, A-Rod's doing Sunday
excite
night.
You.
Who's doing it? So who is it doing the Sunday night now? Is it still not McDonough? What's his name?
It's Matt Vasgersian, Jessica, and A-Rod.
All right,
that
and A-Rod.
Let me tell you something. That's going to be a good crew because Vasgersian is very good.
He's good. She's good, too.
A-Rod's good. And, yeah, she's fine. I just didn't like – I know he's the manager now. I didn't like Boone. I really didn't.
Yeah.
But hopefully he's a better manager.
It just bothers you when you watch these out-of-town people that do the games that really don't know nothing about the team.
But Joe, here's why it's not going to bother us this year. A-Rod knows. A-Rod knows. No, he does.
A-Rod's good. He's a baseball purist, A-Rod.
And with the Mets and Yankees, he is going to know the Mets and absolutely know the Yankees. So I think we're going to have
a baseball junkie. He is a junkie. Hey. No question.
Hey, when he's not spending time with some hot woman, of course, J-Lo the latest, he's watching baseball.
That's right.
God bless him.
Back, Eddie.
All right, guys. See you,
Ed.
Enjoy.
Eddie C. out at Citi Field for the Met opener.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.